Blog Talk Radio.
Let us into the
keep us firm in the path we pray. Let fire be straight from the place our God where we met thee. Let our hearts drink with the wine that the world we forget thee. Shadows beneath thy head, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our name. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. We'd like to welcome you on our new segment, ladies and gentlemen. We are now venturing on a brand new segment entitled Intuitive, How to Develop Your Natural Intuition. And we will be featuring Remembering the Future, a book that will be featured throughout the segment of this lecture. What is an intuitive? How can you discover or rediscover your own gift of intuition? Join the discussion, ladies and gentlemen, and be featured in today's show. You might want to call in, but first of all, let me give you those numbers so you can lock those call numbers in. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there at 646-478-0270. Thank you so very much. I want to say alafia to my old friends, and I want to say habari gadi to my new friends. What's up? What's happening? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. It's on, and it's happening in the Care to Read Room. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in for a treat during this segment? We have not gotten off topic. We are still acknowledging ancestors. This is an Afrocentric room, so we have to focus in on who we are. All of our trainings will stem from our culture. That's why you'll be hearing old Negro heritage. You'll still be hearing the anthems and the pledge. It's still happening. Nothing has changed. Remember, all civilization came up out of Africa. We're just bringing you the best of culture, heritage, and rituals that we have to offer in the African-American set. Now, for those of you who are non-African-Americans or non-Melanite, you're in for a treat also. You can learn some of the traditions and heritage and incorporate them in your community and in your life. I want to welcome you once again and thank you for coming on this segment. This is a day one, ladies and gentlemen. Mark your calendars. Day one of how to develop natural intuition. And this day we're featuring a special segment to talk about information from a book that was written, giving you a little insight as to who are the people that have their pineal gland functioning and their third eye open. Does everyone have this ability, or is it just some people who have this ability? We're going to find out in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. And the feature book is Remembering the Future, and that is by Colette Barrett Reed, an excellent author, and we're going to be featuring her book throughout this segment. But I also want to give you something very new, one of the oldest books in the world. Now, also, history tells me it is one of the oldest recorded books, so that might mean that there are other books that have been recorded before it. So you need to know about the book, The Teachings of the Ptah Hotep. The oldest book in the world is what they've written here. It's by Astra, Hillary, and Larry Williams, and Nia Domeli. And I will be giving you segments from this book throughout the session. Now, we're going to get into a lot of things, finding out how your pineal gland works, and does it operate with the third eye? What is the third eye, to be exact? How do you generate or regenerate your consciousness so your third eye and your chakras are functioning? And who has the ability to be clairvoyant? What does the word clairvoyant mean? And can you see into the lives of your loved ones? And what gives you the ability to see into your loved one's life? And can you send subliminal messages to your spouse or your significant other? Can they feel what you're thinking? Can they see things down the road that are going to happen? And can you go and get a reading, a divination reading, to tell you whether to go left, to go right, to go and stay still, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, or whether to contact your Ori, your higher self. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat this evening. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be fantastic because now you're going to get to tap into your own powers. Guess what? You all have powers. Just a little tip from Omi. You all have powers, and all we're going to do is generate them in this segment. Generating them will allow you to begin to be more conscious of synchronicity. Why did that happen at this very time? Why did she show up at this very moment when I needed her? Synchronicity. Are things just happening? Are they happening according to the plan? Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I've taught you that man plans, but God, your higher self, is the best of planners. Let's find out who has planned for you, and do you know your destiny, and are you in touch with your third eye, your higher self? And if not, how do you generate that third eye to working? Can it be reopened? We're going to find out in a second, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to go to station identification, and I'll be right back at you in the air. And once again, ladies, it is the power of faith that keeps us going every day. We can't make it without the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot. And that is why we're going to keep it going and keep it rolling so that you will understand the power of faith will be what you will need to advance yourself. Now, I'm going to also get cleaned up because we're going to keep on with our rituals and we're going to keep on calling on those ancestors. We won't stop. No, we can't stop. Here we go with the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. Join me as we listen to Mr. and Mrs. Cobbs and the power of faith.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night. Power that feels so secure.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It is the power of faith, and don't you forget that. And as we go on with our show today, I want to remind you that you're in the Care to Read room, and you want to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. I do mean keep it right there. Once again, I'd like to welcome you. We are starting our new segment today, How to Develop Your Natural Intuition. And I'm going to be featuring a book from Omi's Corner. And as I indicated earlier, that book is Remembering the Future by Collette Barrett Reed. And I will also be reading throughout the segment on from the book of the Teaching of Ptahotep, one of the oldest known books that was recorded in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read you a segment from there, from page 8, on Madhu Natur. Madhu Natur is Africa's and the world's oldest recording writing system, ladies and gentlemen. What is important about the Madhu Natur is that there is no evidence of a developmental period. This writing system simply appears fully developed as if it existed a long time ago. Ages before even the Madhu Tarseti came into being. The existence of this writing, ladies and gentlemen, along is a testimony of the development of early civilization in the ancient Happy Valley. In other words, we refer to it today as a civilization existed in the Happy Now Valley, even earlier than evidence for the establishment of the world. First two nations and states, we must remember, that Madhu Natur is not the only evidence of the pre-Kemetic national civilization, which is farther in the south of the Happy Now Valley. The burial of the dead, the existence of the highly developed monotheistic religion system. And if you don't know the term monotheistic, meaning one god in a religion system, the existence of a pharaoh-led political system, and the existence of a highly developed science of astrology, and many other things associated with the cooperative and intelligent of human society, proved to be the existence of early civilization is what it did in the Happy Valley. For for us to understand the Happy Valley is a great thing. The Happy Valley now was more developed anywhere else in the world at that time. So that means all civilization sprung from that area. In light of the history of the colonization, just take it for granted that in light of the colonization and all that was done to the African Americans, the slavery, the segregation, the racism in the world, and especially in the light of the effects of these things on colonization of information. Information was not plentiful. We didn't have access to reading or understanding. So guess what was used, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, Africans had to rely on their memory, their pineal gland. They had to tap into and rely on recalling information from memory, not from books, because we weren't reading you, if you can remember or relate to that. In the light of the history of colonization, slavery, segregation, racism, ladies and gentlemen, in the world, such as I said, especially in light of the effects of these things on colonization, of information being taken away from us. It is important that we be explicit about this whole thing. In fact, that this ancient Kemetic and pre-Kemetic civilization be explained about the natives, the African, that means that it was a black or Afroid, and that's A-F-R-I-C-O-I-D, Afroid, civilization. If one places the evidence from skeptical remains, mummified remains, carving, paintings, ancient historical accounts into chronological order, the blackness of the ancient Kemet, ancient Tarseti, and even more ancient Happy Now Valley, the culture will be obvious to anyone who observes it. The colonization of Africa and the enslavement of African people and the segregation of Africans in Africa diaspora was accompanied by a wholesale, that's right, we were wholesale, systematically falsification of the human record. It lifted the decency of Africans and others throughout the world in a more total darkness regarding the contribution of the African people to the population of the world and to the world civilization. An active effort on a very large scale is now underway to recover, to reconstruct the lost, stolen, suppressed, and destroyed history of African people in the world. And that's right, ladies, and that's what we're going to be doing, is trying to unveil that information that was given to the Ancient One who allowed their third eye to collectively recall information. There have been many scholars, such as Edward Wilmore Bilen and Martin Delaney, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, God bless his soul, Carter G. Woodson, Cheikh Ndiaye, Chancellor William, Hosea Ben Jackman, John G. Jackson, John Henry Clark, and a host of others, courageous Africans. And let's stop right now and call on those ancestral beings. We call on the Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, Mosiah Marcus Garvey. We call on Carter G. Woodson, and we also call on Cheikh Ndiaye, Chancellor Williams, Hosea Ben Jack. We call on them. And in our ceremony, we're going to remember these loved ones to call on them, because they are definitely those hierarchy people that we want to deify in our garden when we do set foot to do that. Now, as I go on to mention, who have worked to set the record straight in their awakened hours, they have left as a legacy a new army of research, which are even more determined to see that the fruits of the labor of these giants will be harvested in our lifetime. It is toward that end that a representation of the ancient records in all their form is absolutely essential. It is essential that they be made available to the widest possibility, the audience, and the artisans that until now have been treated with excerpts and interpretations of translations in these files and languages. Many of us who work in this field have a deep and abiding faith in the wisdom of the mass of our people, feeling certain that wisdom may be fed by their presentations of African information and documentation that has until now remained well beyond the reach of our people. It will change, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, in this room, it will change. It is toward that goal and in that spirit that this presentation is offered through this book. In doing so, we freely acknowledge the model and the leadership provided by Dr. Malana Karinga and his development of ancient African sacred texts, the Hosea. If you have not purchased your Hosea, I'm going to recommend that you purchase the Hosea as one of your guides, as well as the teaching of Ptah Hotep. If you are going to try to open your third eye, you certainly need those books in your library. The Hosea, it is the first temple to make the wisdom of ancient African accessible to the mass of our people. This was the first attempt to make this knowledge known to you. The earliest Medunetter writing describes offering lists to the deities. Now, Medu is a form of writing, ladies and gentlemen, and is written over in Egypt. The earliest Medunetter writing describes offerings list to the deities or to its manifestation power. Later prayers of offering were substituted for the offering list. These writings, as with almost all writings in the ancient Kemetic, out of the profound religion orientated towards the world, the religion orientation found is expressed in preparation for life after death. That's right. We will be talking about life after death. How do you have life after death? What happens to your life? Is that a new beginning for you? And is this a preparation that we should make sure all people have? What do you do to prepare for life after death? What will you be doing? How will you be using your gifts and spirit? Or for the resurrection? Now, some of the Christians think we're going to wait to the resurrection. We're going to wait till Martin comes and the sky will open up and some of us will be caught up in the sky in the resurrection. Is it pre before the coming, the second coming of Christ, or is it after the second coming of Christ? That is also debatable, and it is constantly debated upon and how that happens. Okay? The earliest Medinetta writing, as I told you, is on the wall. The later prayers of offering were substituted in the offering list, and these writings, as almost all writings in ancient Kemetic, emerged out of a profound religion orientation toward the world. This religion orientation found its expression in preparation for life after death, as I told you, or for the resurrection. The resurrection is something that the ancient ones believe in. They do believe that you will be judged and you will have your day to be examined. However, lost to many analysts is the fact that the preparation for life after death or for the resurrection, the supplication, was actually articulating a set of values and codes of behavior by which to live one's life in the world before death. That means that we have a code of ethics. That's right. EYPALY is in order, and what I've been teaching you is definitely in order about having a code of conduct and an order of the way things are done. No higher human behavior code has been found anywhere in human. Now, let me stop to say this before I go on to get cleaned up. I don't care how many gifts you have and how much you're able to conjure up the spirit and how you're able to put it down, I don't care how well you're able to take the gifts and use them. If your life does not line up with a code of conduct, and if your life it cannot be judged under a spectacle of a magnifying glass, and you will be judged more harshly because you are to set the example. If you are the way maker, in other words, you're the judge and the jury, you have got to be found unwanting and holy. As he said, the Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy, without a flaw. Is that possible? Can you walk this face of this earth and be holy at all times? Are you always in a repentance stage? And as you repent, you can become cleaned up and you can start again. We're going to examine all of that. Christians might be asking us to do something that's almost next to impossible. You can become a schizophrenic trying to measure up. And as he said, this is a gift that you're given. Salvation is a gift, and it comes without repentance, and that you couldn't merit enough to earn this gift. So therefore, they had to have a great sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice at the mercy seat of Jesus giving his life so that the sins that you would do would be forgiven. That is the teaching from Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. Do Africans believe the same thing? And why do the ancient ones believe that you must make preparation for life after death? And why do they go into the graves with all of their belongings as if there is another life on the other side? We're going to examine all of that. Right now, Omi wants to take some time out to get holy, to get putrefied so that I can stand before the Lord without a blemish. I'm asking them to sanctify me. I could never get cleaned of every one of my bad deeds. I'm doing this because I may be only to make 30%, but the higher ancestors can make that 70% to make up the difference and close the gap. That's all we're doing in this room is closing the gap of any deficiencies. I am not perfect, you are not perfect, and we can never be, but we can strive to be better and more better, like Spike Lee said. And striving for perfection is nothing wrong with that. But to walk holy is to be holy in the presence of the Lord. So pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, as I go to get prepared for the purification. It is an order, and remember, I did tell you two things I was going to do today. I told you I was going to give you those two names of the two young men that were transitioned into the rites of passage. I have those names for you, and one of the names I had was Goloboni. That was his first name. His name is now Awa Goloboni. Okay? And as I told you, those Nephites transition into a stage of AWOL. And the other one was Kojo. So we have Awa Kojo. Now, they will choose their last name, and that last name will be whoever mentors them. They take their father's name, such as my mentor who mentored me was Van Nu. So Omi's name is Omiika 7 Van Nu. But I will also tell you, as we get into the Native American teaching, I will tell you that a large portion of us have lineage and tradition and heritage in the Native American. I know I do, and I know a lot of you do too. You can then give yourself a Native American name. My Native American name is Omiika 7 Lady Jaguar Throne, which is a Native American name. Now you have that, and I promise that to you. And I'm also going to give you those colors, and I'm going to give you the days of the week before we end this session so that you can have that journey completed with that Neophyte training. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. You are now ready to witness the first day of intuition. We're going to be journeying into understanding spiritual things as we prepare for the life after death. Is there a life after death? And when you have a life after death, what must you do with that life after death, ladies and gentlemen? And how can you live in a world that you're unprepared for? We're going to get into that in a few minutes, but right now I'm going to call on my elder to ask if I have permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission.
Thank you so very much. Elder, will you please give us a prayer?
Yes. Our Father, we come with bowed heads and our hearts to thank you for all you have done for us, all the blessings you've thrown upon us. Father, we continually ask and pray for your guidance. And as we follow your guidance and your direction, Father, help us to recognize any trait of the enemy and help us to pick it up and go and do your will. In the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing upon the program, upon everyone that's here. We ask your blessing upon us. And Father, continue to give us a sense of direction. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we say amen and amen.
Thank you, Elder. And we look to our east, and we look to our west, we look to our south, and we look to our north, and we prepare to throw the water in all four cardinal directions. I am going to ask Baba if purification is in order and if the purification is ready. Baba, is the purification ready?
Yes, it is.
All right, begin with the purification. And that's okay if the water hits the ground, ladies and gentlemen. We want this to be holy ground anyway. You are standing on holy ground. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the purification is complete. Is the purification complete?
Purification is complete.
Thank you, Baba. Would you offer us a prayer, please, Baba, in the best way you know how for those neophytes who will be adventuring out there now? And we're hoping and praying that there's somebody on the other side to greet them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Baba to offer up a prayer for those neophytes. And neophytes, if you're out there, I want to say congratulations once again. And you're on your way, but you have to make preparation for the other side.
In the name of the One Most High, we pray that today we have greater under and understanding those things that link us to you. We ask that the neophyte, the young people, and the old people today, that they will be able to touch your wisdom, your knowledge, your information. We ask that you open the eyes of those who have not been able to quite grip the conscious level and the understanding of this reality and all of its ups and downs. We pray that the health of all those that are in the listening audience, all of the neophytes and their circle, their extended family, we ask for perfect health. We ask for knowledge of health. We ask to have the wisdom to know how to manipulate the health tools that come to us. We ask for prosperity. Yes, for prosperity we ask for, Father, then the blessings of understanding, prosperity and the blessings of knowing what to do, when to do. We ask that you heal those who are sick physically, they can't do for themselves. We ask that you bless those that are mentally touched and want to help themselves but don't know how. We ask for your grace and your divine guidance in all things that we do. And we give thanks to this program. We give thanks to the listening audience. And we ask for a special blessing for every member of the listening audience, as well as the program. We ask that the adversary that we talk and we speak of so much, Father, bless that adversary with a peaceful heart. Bless that adversary with a balanced state of emotions and mind. Bring balance and emotion to the world. We ask for the Intergalactic Confederation, who watch over all of us, to come down and put a stop and an end to the unbalancement and the mistreatment of people on this planet. We call down the heavenly hosts. We ask for them to come to help. We give thanks this day, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Baba for the prayer and also Matt Harvey. Thank you very much. And the audience, I know, thanks you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing to your feet. And as the energies from your frequencies vibrate, I want you to know that there's melanin in the air, and it is yours for the asking. All you need to do is to tap in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to call on those ancestors right now. We're going to call on the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey to be present here with us today. We're going to call on W.E.B. Du Bois to be present here with us today. We call on Carter G. Woodson, and we say, Ashe. Carter G. Woodson, take your seat. Shekez Dia, come quickly, Shekez, and sit down here and sup with us. Chancellor Williams, don't we need you now, Chancellor Williams? We need your words today. We need a word from you. Yosea Ben Yakin, we need you, Dr. Ben. We need you here. John G. Jackson, we need you. John Henry Clark, oh, brother, we need you, Dr. Clark. And a host of others who might be traveling in that middle passage, who might be coming from the Pacific Ocean, who might be coming from one of the lakes, the Eries, and who might be coming from one of the channels. Come down quickly, please. We call on your spirits here to be present with us. We call on your Ashe, because we're looking to tap in to our higher self, to our pineal gland. Ladies and gentlemen, touch the top of your head and feel the frequencies there. Now shake the energy in your fingers and put it before you with both hands, touching each finger from tip to tip. As you begin to vibrate, you can send that energy to those nearby, to the loved ones out there who have gone out and need help. Now is the time to use the energy. Remember, there is a life after death. And when we transition, we must make preparation to transition into a new life, but one that the spirit can rise up and still live. Flesh will go back to the ground from which it came, ladies and gentlemen, but spirit can never die. Energy will never die. So there is a life after death for you. The frequency will live on, ladies and gentlemen. Let the frequency start vibrating now. Let the conscious movement start now. If we call on those ancestors, call on your ancestors, Eli, because we know their frequency will pick us up. And now that we can tap into that melanin, we can bring that melanin forth to close the gap and bring our families home again. Those ones that we thought were lost and disconnected away from us forever, they can be brought back now. You see, they were never gone. They were always here. I don't know a time when they left us, ladies and gentlemen. You have the power. Take your energy and your frequency and bring my dear back. Bring our teachers back. Bring Claudine back. You can bring back our mom. You can bring back Aunt Essie. You can bring back Clara Mae Jenkins. You can bring back Robert Jenkins. You can bring back Eugene Lilly. Call them back in the name. Call them back because they're with you and waiting for you to call them. I'm home and I'm free. But I must talk to my dead loved ones. Come back. see what I'm saying? If you have your third eye open, you should be able to tap into the spirit with me now. You should be able to see them over to a land of milk and honey where Martin finally can see us sitting together. I don't know what happened to my old friend Martin. I just looked around and he was gone. Can you tell me where he's gone? Yes, you can tell me. His spirit has never left us. You can say, homie, Martin has never left us. His spirit is still here with us. I just looked around and now I know where Martin is. Martin is right behind me. Martin is upon my heel. He is pressing me forward. He is pushing me to go out front. Because there's a job that has to be done. And if you're still looking for us, but not but for any of your friends and your loved ones, look around. They're all around you. They're all around you wanting to keep you warm. Look as if you're in the midst of a fire when you were chill cold to the bone. And you start feeling like somebody was wrapping you up in their arms. These are your ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. They want to love you. They want to hug you. They want to lift you up. Let them do it for you. Now let them do it for you. They can do it. They're the closest thing that you ever get to a saint. They're the closest thing that you ever get to a Jesus. They're the closest thing that you ever get to an angel. They're there for you today. They're there and their presence is opening the way for you to make it plain and clear.
Yeah.
we had was our great memory. As we tapped into our memory and recalled what God once did for us and what we knew God could do for us now, we knew that if we continue to remind God of the things that he's capable of doing, that he wouldn't forget to do the same things for us. And that if we can always acknowledge what we anticipate will happen, not what it looks like, not what you feel like. I don't want you to even feel. I want you just to go based on what your prior record has been when you committed yourself to faith. It's going to take a lot of faith to do this kind of work. And if you don't have that kind of faith to believe that you can walk on water, then you won't walk on water. But you got to believe it and speak it before it's done. And in speaking it into existence, it will come to pass, because God will watch over his word to perfect it. You're not doing the work. It's God who's doing the work for you. Now let him do it. Let him do it. Your ear is responsible for you. Let your ear do it. This is your third eye that we're getting ready to wake up. Why do you think only put so much attention in ear, your third eye, your pineal gland, your sixth sense? Because that's what's going to do it for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, and get that third eye open too. I don't care if you're blind. I don't care if you can't see a lick, and I don't care if you don't have 20/20. But you're going to develop that third eye, and you won't need a vision to see what you're going to see. And if you can see what I see, I dream a dream, and I believe in a dream. And as I wake up from that sleep, thinking that I'm going to carry that thing out from my submerged unconsciousness, it will be carried out in the natural. Whatever I can't do in the spiritual, as I dream and go into the subconscious, I work that thing out in the subconscious, and when I wake up in the natural, supernaturally, it'll be done for me. You know why? Medu Neter tells me it's all possible. Going back to the ancient times, ladies and gentlemen, I know it may be difficult for you. It might sometimes appear to be hard. But you got to remember who you once were. Let's stop and meditate. Who we once were. Who were we? And what was this great thing about us? Listen to the drums as you meditate. Who were we? And were we that great one that had the ability to heal? Were we the nation's first? And the monarchy system, meaning the mother system, women, I'm calling on you today, because that's what we're going to be focusing in on, the monarchy system. At a time when mothers were ruling the world, mothers were stepping out front. That's what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, the mothers to step out front. The patriotic society of the fathers, the patriotic, they will be assisting and aiding us. We will put them out front while we do the negotiation in the back, while we do the legal aspect. The Wichita Indians did it, and they're doing it now. You're going to have to reconnect back to your Native Americans. That's right. You're a chief, but not an Indian. I know that's what Omi is. Lady Jaguar Song represents African Native Americans. French Indian is where I came from. Visualize yourself back with your tribe. You can even go find out what your DNA is and what aspect and what tribe you came from. Yes, we're going to be calling you to go back and find out what your DNA is. Yes, sister, you're going to have to learn which tribe you came from and try to reconnect. Because there's benefits to be had, ladies and gentlemen. We're entitled to the land, and we're also entitled to some funds that go with that. A sovereign nation is what the Native Americans said they want. Give us a sovereign nation. It's what you should be desiring, to rule over yourself, to make decisions for your own tribe. Omi Inka and the tribe today are coming together. As we begin to close our eyes and visualize what it would be like to have a nation, what it would be like to have an Ile Ife. Oh, won't it be great when that great get in the morning come, ladies and gentlemen, where we can see ourselves together, and they will know us by the way we love one another. And they'll say, boy, don't those Afroids love each other? Look at how they're all over each other, making a fuss over each other. They said they will know us by the way we love one another. And when you see your Native Americans, don't you see yourself in them? Isn't there something about their suffering that you could identify with? Isn't there something about the clairvoyant that they can send you supernatural messages? You belong to them. You're kin to them. You are their family. They are you and you are them. And when blood calls, blood does what? Blood answers. We're going to answer the clarion call today because a sovereign nation is what we are looking for to help ourselves to civilize the world again, ladies and gentlemen. Meditate with me as I go on. Can you see what I see? If you could see what I see, then you can too have your third eye open. At this very moment, ask your higher self to open your third eye. Ask your higher self, open my eyes. Lord, open their eyes so that they can see. I don't mean their physical eyes, Lord, but their third eye, supernatural sixth sense, open.